Here's my quick 3 minute or less review of The Angels Take Manhattan, the latest episode of Doctor Who by the illustrious Stephen Moffat. Going into this episode, I had a lot of doubts. One of the big things that always makes me nervous is every time I hear Stephen Moffat say in Twitter, this episode will bring tears. Well, he'd been pushing that there would be tears in this episode as we would be saying goodbye to Amy and Rory Pond. And as I watched it with great skepticism, I have to admit that some of my worst fears were indeed realized. One of the things that really bothered me about this episode is that it is a little too timey-wimey. And I find that timey-wimey episodes generally don't pan out. If you use time travel as a means to get to where your story is to be told, that is fine. We have a complete history of current and classic Doctor Who where that is the case. But anytime you have time travel be the essence of your story, inevitably it falls apart, and this episode is no different. There were a few good things to say about this episode. I always enjoy seeing River Song, although there is some question about her being pardoned, and it's all because the Doctor has now literally deleted himself throughout time. I find that fascinating, and I kind of wonder if that didn't happen after Asylum of the Daleks. So, it's good to see River back. Again, dubious circumstances, but good to see her back. I found that the best part of the story was the relationship between Amy and Rory, the growth and the characterization and the emotional content between these two characters, I thought was absolutely amazing. And that is what would give this episode the highest marks of all. But aside from that, I have a major problem with a lot of this. I cannot go back in time because it will now create a massive paradox. Well, perhaps it would, in that if you do go back in time now that Rory and Amy have been zapped back there by the angels, yes, I suppose they do need to be back in New York City so that they can eventually meet their predestined death. But that's not to say that the Doctor can't go back there and visit them from time to time. Doesn't have to take them anywhere, but he can just visit them. So the tears felt a little disingenuous. So there were parts of this story that I just really didn't care for. There were elements that I thought were great. Unfortunately, the things that I thought were troublesome are enough to totally dismantle and derail the entire story. That is my review, and I look forward to hearing or seeing or speaking to you on Fusion Patrol later this week. Cheers.